Yesterday, I told a story about a half-marathon running dog. Well, that story ended happily. But the redeeming part of the story many didn't consider was the constructive nature of the crowd it chose to follow. Just think if that dog had attached itself to a group with less wholesome intentions. What might have been the end for that hound had it followed a dangerous crowd? How many sad stories do we read where a person, or worse yet, a child, has trusted some sinister person or group? It's so important that we know the trustworthiness of those we follow. Just shy of 2,000 years ago, Jesus was coming to the close of his earthly ministry. He was trying to prepare his disciples for his coming departure, and part of his warning dealt with this very concern: who will you follow, and where will you end up? In John chapter 14, verse 1 and following, we read, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." But Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." You see, Jesus was assuring them that just as he could be trusted in this life, so also would he be trustworthy into eternal life. Thousands of false teachers have promised pots of gold at the end of rainbows and then couldn't deliver. But Jesus is the only one who rose from the dead and ascended to heaven to prove his way is guaranteed and his message is true.